If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh my God, yeah, everyone's really like sexually attracted to Jerry Trainor now.
Are they?
Yes, and Jerry Trainor's number one doppelganger is Cody Ko, so...
Is that true?
Why did you say that with, like, a British inflection?
Is that true? No, I don't know. I've never noticed that. I saw an old picture of Cody Ko online. It was like, Cody Kolowskiewicz.
Oh, that's a really good... Yeah, good try on his Polish last name.
Oh, is he Polish?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, just like you.
Yeah.
Are you guys related?
And there's... a little bit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, his last name would be pronounced, I think it's Kołodziejczyk. Kołodziejczyk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that for him.
But then he always says Kołodziejczyk.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought his last name was Ko.
No, I always tell my managers that that's Cousin Cody.
Well, yeah. What would you change your last name to if your last name was hard to pronounce in Polish or in American?
In American.
in English.
Well, people always think that my last name is pronounced Rafi, which is fine. Like, I don't really care that much about my last name. Actually, people ask me that, like, if I were to get married, if I'm going to change my last name.
Obviously not. No, your husband's going to take your last name. You know, Adam take your last name. Adam Nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. If Rafi was no longer a thing anymore, then I would definitely do Nasty. I think so.
Yeah, I love that. Well, that's your middle name, so it would kind of be awkward, like Nicole Nasty. Yeah. Nasty.
It kind of makes me feel like Madonna, the fact that I don't have a middle name, because I just have one.
That's actually really interesting. Madonna has one name and not and no other. So that's cool, but her name is basically a middle name.
What is Madonna's last name?
That's the point.
Is she, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel like if I just kept it as Nicole, then it wouldn't work out well. Like, I don't think that Nicole is as iconic of a name. Like, Nikki isn't either.
I know.
No one knows how to spell Nikki, because there's, like, a million ways to spell Nikki. Like, I go through the comments, and I just have a different spelling of Nikki every single time, which is, I really don't care. It's not that deep. But,
Because there's so many Nikkis in the world. I feel exactly. Like you have a... I like your way of spelling Nikki. It's better than... the way of spelling Nikki, where it's N-I-C-K-Y, because any Nikki that spells her name like that, oh.
Bad news.
Bad news. That's a bad Nikki. But I feel like N-I-K-K-I? That might be,
yeah, I feel like N-I-C-K-Y, that's the way that they spelled it with the one of the lead characters in Orange is the New Black.
I think you might be right.
She was in prison for something very bad, so, like, clearly, bad news.
Well, you're almost in prison, so...
Okay, well, let's not bring up the Lush fiasco again.
Yeah, still one of my proudest moments was our second or third podcast when I said, oh, the FBI found you after the... You
remember that? I don't know. Yes. No, I do remember. I still haven't bought anything from Lush. I know I told you I was going to do that, like, a few. Well, that's because I found out that the lotion that Lush has that I love so much, that they discontinued it. So now I have to buy the whole ass perfume. Karma.
Oh, the one with... Well,
Karma cream. Patchouli. Yes. Patchouli.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I was walking around my job the other day and I just kept going, patchouli. Is it patchouli? Nice.
I think so.
Yeah.
What else would it be?
I don't know. Well, I don't know how it's... I've never seen the word in my life, but I was literally walking around going, patchouli.
I think I also, by accident, got mistaken the difference between patchouli and potpourri. So I thought they were like the same thing. I was like, oh yeah.
Potpourri though is like, can be anything, like any mixture of scents. If it's meant to like be put into a, I think potpourri is like dried things scented.
Yeah. I have a very distinct like association with smells and times like everyone else does. Like, I think that's like the number one thing that people associate.
Yes.
Things with like memory or whatever.
Did I ever talk to you about my, oh wait, I did. I talked about it. The armpit, like my
the deodorant thing.
Yeah.
And then I said, Dada. Well, you said
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, another one of. Oh, no, if we had like a best moments reel.
This episode, we have nothing new to contribute. We're just talking about previous episodes.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine?
I know. No, but my mom like sprayed an air freshener in the bathroom just today and around the house, and it was this apple cinnamon one that we had from previously. And I remember we would always spray it after Clementine, our cat, took a shit. Like when she was a baby, because like she just wasn't the greatest at like covering it up. And so I just always associated the smell of apple cinnamon with Clementine's poop in the fall when we first got her. Yikes. And so I was like, what is that smell? And it's Clementine's poop in the fall.
And you're like looking on the floor, making sure you didn't step in it or something.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't know how cat poop works really. Do they only do it in the litter box?
Yeah. Unless they're bad kitties. No, Clementine's great. She immediately knew how to. Most cats know immediately how to use the litter box. They just know. And then when they smell anything that they don't like, they cover it up. That's why, like, when cats smell coffee, they try covering it up because they think that coffee smells like shit.
What does that mean, covering it up? Like, with farts?
They, like... no, they'll, like, dig. Like, Clementine will...
Like when you cough and fart at the same time, so people...
That is not what I mean. That is not what I mean.
Oh, okay.
No, like cats want to cover up their scent so that predators don't know that they just pooped there.
Oh.
They're like, gotta hide this. Yeah, so they do a pretty good job at hiding it.
Tucker would never be able to find a cat if he covered up his poop. I just guarantee. Tucker is, yeah, he wouldn't. It's just
what, wasn't that video yesterday? I sent Jake a video yesterday and it was of a dog. I mean, you don't have to include this in the episode, but that dog, Tucker...
Yes, looks exactly like my dog, Tucker.
Exactly.
Except their dog was, like, heftier than Tucker. Speaking of which, my family keeps telling me that my dog is fat. And I'm like, if that is anybody's fault, it's y'all's. Because I barely give that kid any treats.
So I think really Tucker does not look like he is overweight. I think Tucker is just a healthy, robust young man who is growing and becoming stronger every day.
I think you want to know what? You want to know what it is? Is he's finally, I don't know, being fed the proper amount of food and not in a shelter.
Yes. I mean, he's what, a year old?
He is. Yeah, he's almost 2 years old.
He's getting exercise. He's getting love. He gets to, like, just, like, relax. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's fine.
Trying my best. I took him to the park yesterday, and it was... Well, actually, fun fact, everybody, is we are recording this podcast on a day late.
Because everyone cares so much.
We recorded on Thursdays one time.
Yes.
And we planned to start recording on Thursdays 3 weeks ago. So that didn't really it's just not happening for us right now. But it was really nice weather out, so I took him to the park. And it was so muddy outside, and this kid starts sprinting around, splashing water everywhere. And at dog parks, they're, like, very aggressive dogs. And at this particular dog park, it's, like, big fields where you can Like, you let your dog off leash. Everybody does it. It's huge fields, but it's, like, completely fenced in. It's so hard to explain. But he was just doing his little thing, and these three dogs come out to him, like, literally vicious. This kid must have run, like, half of a mile up the field away from these dogs, like, sprinting full force. And I was like, oh my gosh. First of all, my dog ran away last December, and he was gone for a very long time. No, he was only gone for a day. That does not make it sound any better.
No, but that was such a stressful day, even for me. I was like, do I drive to New Jersey and help look for Mr. Tucker in the snow?
That's the true friend. I love that. Thank you.
Even though I didn't do it. But
you didn't do it, but the thought was there, and I didn't want you to do it. It was because, like, we literally had, when your dog goes missing, like hundreds of people rally around you and your family, and it's like somebody has passed away.
I think it's just where, like, you're from.
Do you need meals? Do you need, like, we will go out looking for him. Like, I have my headlamp and my reflective gear. We're going to go find this dog. This lady came all the way up from South Jersey, like, more south than me, South Jersey, and she drove an hour and a half up to me with her tracking dogs to help me find my dog in the woods. It was such a moment. Yeah, so Tucker's pretty famous. but now my phone number is, like, all over Facebook.
Oh, true. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. I think that's just where you're from, because if that happened here, I don't think that anyone would really give a shit, except, like, my close friends or anything. But also, if a cat goes missing, it's just like, okay, just wait for them to come home. Like, literally, just, like, wait for them to come home. Like,
cats are just really smart. Tucker's dumb.
Yes, that too. It's like your Lady Gaga right now. Like, obviously, I hope Lady Gaga, I hope that she finds her dogs. But I saw that she was, like, trending on Twitter last night because her dog walker got shot and her dogs got stolen. That's literally my exact
scenario.
Yes. And both of her dogs got stolen. So your family is the dog walker. No one got shot.
My mom. No. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. the deer that he ran after.
There's no $500,000 reward for finding Tucker. It's just, if like, only. Maybe you'll get a bouquet from my job, maybe, because I work in the flower section, like, maybe, yeah, perhaps. And that's, like, the extent of it. So,
yeah. Well, anyway, when he was running away, I was like, oh my gosh, is he gonna, like, I'm gonna lose this dog forever. I don't know why I was so worried, because I was just scared that he was running away again, because he was running so far from these other dogs. But I called to him, and he comes sprinting all the way back to me. It was the most, it's the most gratifying moment of my life.
Didn't you have to, like, run around with a rotisserie chicken too?
That was, yeah, for the, when I lost him the first time. Oh, wow.
Wait, the first time?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this would have been the second had he run away.
What? He ran away twice?
No, this time when he ran from the dogs and I thought he was running away.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
On another dog park note, is that they have, like, obstacles at this dog park for, like, the really special dogs who are, like, really good at things. And there's, like, about this 3-foot, like, platform that I was trying to teach him to, like, jump up onto. And he knows the command up. Also, keep in mind, it was very muddy that day. He knows the command up, and when I say up, he puts his paws, like, he'll jump his paws up onto my chest. And I taught him that command, hoping that he would only do it when I said up. But I forgot that I taught him that command, right? So I'm trying to get him up onto the platform. I'm like, up, up, up. And he's, like, jumping with his muddy paws. First of all, I'm not wearing my own jacket. I wore my dad's out. So I got his jacket so muddy because my dog was jumping all over me. And I was like, please stop. Just go up onto the platform. That's it.
Very nice.
Thank you. Good. No, but he's a trick dog now. So.
Oh, now he knows his tricks. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, we took Clementine out of her cone, her little Clementine cone. Because she's
How's the spaying going?
She's done with cone life. She's completely fine. Like, she literally doesn't care. She's, if not, like, faster than she ever was before.
Well, she's so much lighter.
She's so aerodynamic without her ovaries.
Oh, 1 second. What? Everybody's watching. They're watching WandaVision without me. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought I tweeted about this, but I legit thought that WandaVision was Wanda Sykes' new, like, Netflix comedy special.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
Like, yeah, but, like, it was a joke because I made it into one onto Twitter, but, like, that's serious because I didn't know what WandaVision was previously.
It's a very good
show. Like
a
full I heard there's like a Full House episode. That's interesting.
Yes, because it takes place
me.
In like the decades, but it's not not just Full House. It's like inspired by all like those 90s TV shows.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that prior to this, Jake and I had a bussy meeting and we had to talk about this on here because on Twitter, we mentioned that Jake and I refer to our business meetings as bussy meetings. And you would think, like, how do two clowns, someone referred to us as clowns in the DMs recently, like in a good way.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, like, they're okay, like, cool. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, what the heck? And they're like,
what the heck? We're not clowns.
No, someone said, like, oh, yeah, I love listening to you two clowns, like, every single Tuesday or whatever. I was like, aw. But, yes, so you would probably think, like, how do these two clowns have to talk about anything business-related? But I can't believe that we can finally be able to say this, but big things coming. And, like, I just
Is
can't
that
believe
true?
That. I mean, like, kind of, yeah.
Nicole,
I told you.
What? Oh, for you. Yes, for you. Big things
no,
are coming.
For us. What? No. I'm talking
but
about
I,
big
I understand.
Things coming for us.
No, that there are big things coming for you, Nicole, and me by transitive property.
Oh, nice. I
Do
like
you know
that
what that means,
that
like
word.
In math? Yeah.
Yeah, I took a math class.
Oh, and how'd that go?
Not good. My first math class that I took in college, I sat down and my best friend Gabby sat down right next to me. We didn't know that we had class together. And I was like, oh, right on. Like, I'm really bad at math.
Right
and,
on. Like,
she's really good because she goes to the bussy school here at Temple.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so I was like, she's definitely going to be really, really good. So she's going to help me out. And then, you know, we're going through this math class together and she was getting straight A's and I was not. And then I would be like, please study with me. And then she would try to teach me and it just didn't work out. So then I would like call Adam crying constantly, being like, can you please help me with my math homework? Can you please help me with my math final studying and everything? And it was not good. And then at the time I wanted to go into like PA school. And so then I needed to take chemistry, but in order to take chemistry, I needed to take this one math class. And I took this one math class over the summer and I got a C and I needed a C plus for the grade to be able to transfer over to Temple. And anyway, the point is that I transferred out and I became a media studies and production major. And the whole point of this is that don't ever trust bussy students to try and help you because they won't. My best friend wouldn't even help me.
Students. The truth is bussy students have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No 100%. Bussy student. If I was a bussy student, it would just be like you pretend that you know what you're doing. Like, yeah, you're taking a statistics class. I took a statistics class, too, in high school. And it was with one of the most successful poker players in the country was my professor. Yeah. And then I remember he would like brag about it too. Like kids in the class would not give a shit that much. Like we all knew that he was really loaded and that he just did the statistics class because he was like bored with his life. Like he didn't really have a family. Nice. And so that's not being mean, but like he would openly be like, I do this for fun because I like I don't need this for money. He would openly say that a lot. And I'm like, all right, relax. And then we would always, maybe this isn't funny, but we would always joke around that he would go into this special secret closet that he'd had in his classroom for some reason. And he would go in there for periods of time. Like we would literally be taking an exam and he would go into his like special secret closet. And we're like, what is he doing in there? Is it blow? Like what is happening in the special secret closet? And while we were taking an exam, like nobody would be watching us or proctoring us. And then he would come out like, it was really bad. And he would drink.
That is really weird.
He would drink the White Monsters at like 8 in the morning.
Oh no.
It was so bad. But anyway.
He needs help.
I remember one of our first classes or one of the first few classes that we had in the year. He's like, all right, I'm going to talk about it, but please don't ask. I'm not going to tell you how much money I made. There's no reason. Just know that I make a lot of money, but I'm not like clearly wanting for someone to be like,
hey. Oh my gosh, how much money did you make?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so a weird, weird moment. I remember this one kid in the class was like, okay, can you tell us if you've made at least $100,000 in one sitting playing poker? And he legit like stared at all of us and he's like, yes. And then I was like, whoa. And I'm like, you set that up for
that's
yourself.
So
you
annoying.
wanted somebody to ask you. And so that's why I don't trust bussy people, bussy majoring people. They're the type of people that will grow up and then be like, I do this job for fun. And then they'll go sit in their little closet in the classroom and not help you.
And not proctor the exam.
Not proctor the exam. Potentially. I mean, I'm not complaining because if he proctored the exam, I would not have passed that class. I went up
Nicole,
to him.
You cannot tell us that you cheated in high school.
Oh, I didn't cheat.
Oh, okay. Because I have a cheating story. Like, a really bad one. I'm like, Nicole, you bad person for cheating. But also.
No, like, we would just all help each other. I think he wanted us to help each other because he would leave the room.
He basically told you, like, y'all work together.
That's essentially what he was doing. He just didn't want to say that. But I remember going up to him and being like, I'm not taking, because at my school, like, we got to take the AP exams for free, just because we were in like an inner city high school. And so we were able to like have we were funded so that we wouldn't have to pay for them, which is really nice because they're like
$90. That's great. Yes. That's awesome.
But I went up to him and I was like, I am not taking the AP statistics exam because I don't have it in me. I'm going to school for sociology. What is your cheating story?
No, I wanted to tell you, I actually took the AP statistics exam that year.
Oh, and how was it, Jake? Do you think I would have done well?
I got a 4 on it.
Are you, what the fuck?
I'm not kidding. I never had to take a college math class because I got a 4 on my AP stat exam. I failed 2 marking periods of stat my senior year. Okay.
Still got a 4.
It was in like quarters, right? I taught myself the entirety of a stat class in 2 days right before the exam. It's the truth.
I don't have that in me. I don't have it.
No, it was difficult.
Even though I like had some not so good grades throughout high school, I still consider even college, like I wasn't a 4.0 student. I still consider myself a very good student because I know that I like actually do things,
I'm going to be honest, in high school, it was like teachers were so out to get students. And I think that I was a horrible student in high school. But had I had teachers who actually supported me or whatever, I could have been a lot better.
Nice. Well.
Nice. Thanks, Nicole. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well.
Did you want me to tell you my cheating story?
Yeah.
Okay. This is really dramatic. Okay. So me and my friends, we had this horrible English teacher our junior year of high school, and she was known to be one of the worst teachers in the entire school. Okay, she almost got fired like 3 times, and we would they can't do anything about this now, right?
I don't know.
I graduated college.
That's not my bussy. I don't know.
Okay, fine.
This is going to be so bad. I'm going to continuously, like, replace the word bussy with business all the time. Like, it's going to be really bad.
No, I almost said it to my mother. Did you not hear me at all? I was like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, oh, I have a bussy I have a business meeting with my colleague.
With my colleague.
I did say colleague. Yeah. Anyway, so me and my friends, it was a big group of us. So, like, or it wasn't a big group of us. It was, like, 5 of us. I don't know if you would consider that a big group.
What's the truth?
there were 5 of us. We used to go to the Starbucks right by our school, okay? The night before a test, and we would all study together, okay, for the vocab exam. Vocab, like the stupidest, like, class, whatever. But the exams were notoriously difficult. Well, the class who had the afternoon section of her class took the exam the day before. Well, one of the students took pictures of the exam, okay? And we're all sitting in Starbucks. And one of the members of our group of 5 walks in and she's like, guys, I got pictures of the test. And we're all sitting there and we're like, woo, yay, like, thank you, yes, because I'm going to fail English this year if I don't, like, whatever. And so she's like, so we all, like, sit down. She's, like, sending us all the pictures of the test, right? So I don't know how somebody was able to literally take pictures of the test at their desk. But
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, she was a bad teacher. yeah, but we were even more students, apparently. But so we are sitting at that table, and we're, like, going through it, right? We are not being discreet about the fact that we have pictures to our vocab test. And this lady sitting next to us, she goes, hey, guys. I heard what you guys are saying over
at
here.
At the Starbucks?
At the Starbucks, okay? At the Starbucks. It is like 8 o'clock at night. This Starbucks
is
almost closed.
She needs to mind her bussy.
Mind your bussy, right? Like, please, back off, okay? We're just trying to do well on our vocab exam. So
what the fuck?
She's like, I heard what you guys were saying. And I just want to say, I went to nursing school, and I know a lot of gals who went to nursing school and did exactly what you guys are doing.
And, it's vocab!
And they, no wait, like, it, and they may have passed and made it through nursing school, but they are not successful in the field, and they do not know what they're doing. And literally, we were like, it's a vocab exam. First of all, we all speak like this is not, it's not the end of the world, ma'am. We will be fine without knowing what perturbed means. But but we were like, okay, you are right. And so we all went, you're right. We sat there for about 5 more minutes. We like put down all of our stuff and we were like, let's actually study for this exam. We acted like we were studying for about 5 minutes. And then we all got up because the Starbucks was closing and we went out to our car, and the friend who came in with, the exams, she was very like, I don't know, she's like a people pleaser. So she went up to me and she's like, thank you, you've changed us, like you just changed our lives, ma'am. You, like, we are inspired. And she turns around, we all hop into one car and we go right over to our friend's house.
Oh yeah.
To,
and oh my,
we continue
God.
Taking the test.
What the fuck? Ew, I would never, ever, 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 ever
never.
Do that to... Oh, my God. Okay, here, listen. Would I want a nurse who cheated on her exams? You know, probably not. I would want, you know, nurses to be, like, actually knowledgeable on the things. However, do I think that tests are... I'm not even going to get into testing and everything.
Yeah.
Vocab?
Vocabulary.
And I did something similar in high school, like what you were saying, how you would like get the answers from like a previous person. Like, yes. The way that one of our classes were set up is that like I had them on certain days of the week and then another class had them on certain days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And my high school bully would send all like pictures of the test answers and questions to another kid who was like friends with me, and he would share them with me. So my high school bully was helping me all throughout like senior year. Yeah, I was like, if this bitch is gonna ruin my life, at least I'm gonna take the answers.
Yeah,
from
take
her.
The answers. Exactly. That's amazing. Nicole, but like, this just goes to show, like, look at us. We just had a bussy meeting. Like, we are successful bussy people, and we cheated.
Oh, yeah. We did math in our bussy meeting. We had, like, a verbal agreement. We even talked about, you know, taxes, and we talked about, like, contracts. Like, we are proper bussy people.
Bussy people. And but you know what? We cheated. And you know
exactly.
What? It, was it bad when we cheated?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was dishonest and
but
bad.
Did we hurt anyone?
No. Exactly.
But did that woman hurt someone?
Yes. No, she actually helped me. I have a really funny story to tell on our podcast.
Oh, now. That's true.
Yeah. So thank you, woman from Starbucks 4 years ago. No, wait, more like 6 years ago.
Speaking of Starbies, like, great transition. In my latest video, I had like a little girl talk, and in the beginning of it, I went to Starbucks. So many comments were like, I legit thought that was Jake. That was your like drive-through person, and that you were just like pretending like
Can you
guys
imagine?
Didn't know each other. And I was like, all right, not every single guy with like not
a high pitch like excited voice.
I wasn't gonna say high pitch, but like I was like, not every single guy who seems excited about life is not Jake. Yes, that man was very kind to me. If you guys didn't know, in the latest video, I went to Starbucks, and in the beginning of my video, like through the drive-thru, I got a matcha latte with 2 pumps of chai.
Good for you.
And it's called like the moon drink off of TikTok. And I gotta admit, it does taste like the moon. But my Starbucks barista, he was like, is this good? Is this any good? Because it sounds absolutely disgusting.
Yeah,
and I was like,
to me, I would call that disgusting if somebody ordered that. I actually used to work at a coffee shop, and if somebody ordered what you just described, I'd be like, ooh,
guess you got chai concentrate and now makes it herself. It's very delicious.
Do you have matcha too?
Yeah.
I have a subscription. Do a matcha lemonade.
I have subscription. Oh, maybe I will. Now that it's like spring, matcha bar.
Oh. I have a subscription to something else, but it's through my parents for matcha.
Oh, nice. I thought that was the end of the sentence. You're just like, I have a subscription with my parents,
something
but it's
else.
Not for matcha. It's like something completely else.
It's called rent.
Yeah.
For the room that I take up in their house. Nicole, you have to do a matcha latte. Or not, I'm sorry. Nicole, you have to do a matcha ice. No, not that either. Nicole, you have to do a matcha lemonade.
You have Maybe I will. Now that it's like springtime. Yeah. Now that the birds are chirping. Do you know how awfully sad I am that it's like the end of winter? I like actually have been mourning. I heard that the snow has melted at Animal Crossing and I only played in the snow like twice.
Nicole,
I'm pissed at myself. No. I literally would not shut up about how excited I am about the snow in Animal Crossing, and then I only played like a select amount of times because I have issues with playing Animal Crossing now because I only play at night, and I just like struggle with playing the game, and I want to because it's very relaxing. But you know what? I think tomorrow is like a new moon. Like the new moon is going into Virgo or something like that. Like this is the time to be like cleansing your area, setting your intentions for your year.
That's disgusting. Nicole, how badly? How often do you cleanse your area? That's gross.
Well,
is it only once in the Virgo moon, and then like the rest of the year is like chill? Like yeah,
I only cleanse my area when the moon goes into Virgo because I'm a Virgo. That's what they say. Like it, whatever your zodiac sign is, that's when you get to cleanse your area.
Yeah. Oh wow.
And no more than that.
I miss the Leo moon. Oh, darn it.
Have to cleanse
Darn it, miss that Leo moon. Oh, when am I going to cleanse my area?
So maybe that'll be like one of my new intentions. Like my intentions for the year are going to be like, okay, be kinder to yourself, work really hard, get along with your family better, play Animal Crossing more so that you can enjoy the seasons more. That'll be like my intentions.
Yeah, well, hey, Nicole, I'm actually going to give you a little life hack here. A little cheat, if you will. This episode's all about cheating or something. I don't know. Why don't you just go into your switch timer and I don't know, go back to December?
Because the snow is already melting in real life, so it's like
you don't want to hang on to the past.
No, I think it's time to actually like maybe let go and realize that we're about to be a year into exactly like where I started here. Like, oof, at
that's
least.
So sad to think about. Please never say that.
I know.
Again.
I know. So, I have like a fun video planned about it, which I'm actually very excited about. So, I'm trying to take advantage of the shitty feeling. But I did want to talk about something so fun that I did yesterday. It was the absolute highlight of my entire week.
Yeah.
I got a box spring.
Oh, wow. Nicole, Jake, you bring the interesting stuff to this podcast.
I know.
What like content do you even use for Talk Nasty to Me? Like, this is it.
No wonder that we get paid. We pay each other 90-10. Like, I get 90 and Jake gets 10.
Yeah, exactly.
I bring all the content. We're just kidding, guys. We're not David Dobrik and Jason Nash. But, yes.
I actually get none of it. Anyway, go ahead.
I do think about that sometimes. Like, if I ever will run out of things to say because I make two videos a week and then two podcasts a week, sometimes I do think about that. Like, will I ever run out of something to say? And somehow I'm always managed to never shut up. Like, somehow I always find a way to not run out of things to say. So I think we're okay.
I've also noticed that about you.
Yeah. So I think, like, I'm good. Like, I think I still have some, like, fuel to burn. I'm going to lift up my phone, Jake, so you can see. Look how high my bed is.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you so much. Doesn't that look so good? No, it's perfect. Oh. My mom says that it's too high. Like, she thinks that it's a little bit too high. And she's like, maybe if we just, like, lower it a little bit. And I'm like, no, I love this. I feel like a queen. I think I manifested it, to be honest. I think I manifested the box spring. I told my mom, I was like, mommy, do you have a spare mattress or a spare, like, box spring at home? Because I tried moving around all the furniture in my room. I think it was, like, 2 weeks ago. And I hated all of it. And I put it back exactly the way it was. And I just am not liking the fact that my room has looked exactly the same for a year. And it's just bringing back memories. Like, the weather is going to be the same. Like, everything is going to go back to, like, where we were a year ago. And I don't know if I can handle that. So I wanted something different. So I was like, oh, I know what I need to do. I was like, I need to raise my bed by, like, many inches. So as she said, no, we don't have any, which is shocking to me because my house is like a mini junkyard. Like, we have anything you may need. I'm being so serious, Jake. When you decide to, like, move out, if you need a coffee table, if you need, like, couches,
oh my gosh,
come to Pennsylvania and come and pick up some furniture from our garage because we just have so much extra shit that my family just likes to collect. And because her clients, like, give her, like, cool antique stuff, and she's like, well, I can't throw this away. So she calls me yesterday and she goes, Nicole, come. There is box spring waiting for you. And I was like, wait, are you serious? And she's like, yes, I am serious. So I think I manifested it because I told her quite literally like 3 days ago that I wanted this. And now I have it in my possession. We tie that shit up to the roof of the car. We drove on the highway. That's scary. I felt so cool. And now it's here. And I feel like a queen. I feel like an absolute queen. I'm so many inches above the ground.
I'm so jealous. Nicole, do you want to see my bed?
It elevates your whole life. Get a box spring, Jake.
My mattress is on the ground.
No, you need one. I already had one, mine in a frame, so it was already lifted. But adding a box spring, there's just something to it. I can't describe it. I feel like a little pretty princess.
I'm genuinely jealous. I've been trying to convince my parents to get a bed frame for here, just a bed frame. And mm-hmm. I had some picked out and they were like, wow, we love those. And I was like, cool. Like, do you want to buy it? Like, and I'll assemble it when it gets here or whatever. They're like, why are we buying it? And I'm like, y'all think I'm going to take a queen size bed frame to California when I move? That's not going to happen. Like, what? I was like, I'm getting it for this room. I don't know. They're a mess, but I'm using like the mattress from the room that I was in previously. So there's no mattress in that room. So it's like, whatever. They were like, buy a mattress. I'm like, I'm not going to buy a freaking mattress for your house.
Well, if you need a bed frame, I can look in my garage.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. need to make it. I want a bed frame made like that guy from TikTok.
Oh, well, there's many people on TikTok, so I don't know who you're referring to.
I sent you the TikTok and I said, oh, I didn't know Adam went viral.
Oh my God. Jake sent me.
That was so funny, wasn't it?
I told Adam about it too. So Jake sent me this TikTok and it was like something about a girl being like, show me your guy's like bed frame or something like that. And
it was
like a lofted bed.
It was like, oh, men are always like, women.
So you don't even know.
Something, something.
You don't even know.
And then she's like, then show me your bed frame. And it was that music that we played last episode. Yes. Remember? You probably don't remember this, Nicole, but you were like, put this in here. And I put that sound in. I know that you did not get to that part.
I know what you're talking about. And so basically, like, this guy, like, walks into his room, shows his lofted bed. And he's like, well, I wanted this because I wanted a shelf for all my Legos. And he has his, like, whole, like, Lego set. And Jake sends it to me. And he's like, this is Adam. And I was like, that's not even Adam. Adam doesn't even care for Star Wars. Told Adam about it. He goes, well, I really like Legos. Like, I wouldn't mind having, like, a nice little shelf like that.
A nice little Lego shelf. And my desk underneath.
Yeah, he literally, when he was a freshman, he had that. Yeah. And then sophomore
year. I wanted a loft so bad in college.
Sophomore year, he had a really weird roommate that would turn the AC off. Or so he did something weird with the AC. And basically, the walls would sweat all the time. So he was like in a little cement block with this guy. And he would just like constantly make the room like completely damp. And then he moved out like middle of the year because he went off to go be an RA. And Adam had his own like mini, not even mini. It was like a mega bed. Like it was like half the room.
Yo, he did not combine the two beds together.
He did.
He's crazy. You would get in trouble at our college for that. Remember, we used to stop kids from doing that.
I know.
Wait, funny RA story really fast that just popped into my head. I was supposed to talk to one of my residents. Did I talk about this on the podcast already? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I was supposed to talk to one of my residents last year over after Thanksgiving break because they had a goldfish in their room.
Uh-huh.
And our boss came up to me and was like, hey, there's a goldfish in room, blah, blah, blah. Like, you need to talk to, and then like Aaron, I don't remember the name of the person. But I went up to the kid, or actually I did not go up to the kid. I completely forgot because Thanksgiving break happened and I totally forgot. And literally we were going around for winter, like break room checks. And they're like, so the goldfish was still in his room? And I was like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to talk to him about that. Did you ever do that as an RA? Like, you just never followed up with those things that you were supposed to?
I mean, absolutely. Like, I did that all the time. But a lot of times I would do them because I just, like, wanted to be lenient on the people or I didn't want to, like, talk to people about certain things.
Good for you. Nicole, we should start talking about things we can talk about on the podcast.
Wait, one thing I
will say is, hi, everyone. We just had this whole conversation that will be cut out of the podcast. But I did want to ask, I kind of want to, like, gauge the audience on this. Like, do you, as the audience, which is going to be so random, probably edited together, like, because I don't know what we talked about last, something with RA stuff.
Yeah, and, like,
Do you need to explain to a person why they, like, why you don't like them or why, like, because, like, we just talked about how you block someone, right? Like,
yes.
And I know for a fact that you did not explain to them why you block them or anything. No. Or, like, yeah. So, like, I'm wondering, like, what line does it cross? Like, when would you actually tell someone, like, here's the reason that I am not, like, yes, speaking with you anymore? Because I feel like a lot of people do what you do, but you do it in scenarios where it doesn't necessarily matter that much. Other people just, like, ghost people who are, like, literally, like, in proximity to them, where, like, I if I ghosted somebody from work and I saw them every day, like, do you think that's a scenario where I would have to, like, kind of explain?
Well, one of my best friends, she has a bad tendency of blocking, like, people that she matches with on Tinder after talking to them for a few days.
No.
Yeah. Like, you know. You know.
How are you going to block your roommate, though?
not me, but anyway. No, so she has this really, really bad tendency, and she's been doing this, like, since she's got a Tinder, and, like, she, you know, we lived together when we were in college, and so she would tell me, like, about these scenarios, and I, at the time, didn't think of it as a big deal, but I also didn't really involve myself in her, like, Tinder life or anything. Yeah. Like,
I try not to do that in general with anybody. No. I don't like to,
right. Try. And so also I've kind of learned over time, like, with my friends who are on Tinder and stuff, like, they have to remind me who we're talking about. Like, they're like, oh, do you remember blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, okay, can you give me a little bit more context? And they're Pie Girl. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember Pie Girl. Like, whatever that means. You know what I mean? Like, I need some context. So it's very difficult for me to keep up. But when she was continuously blocking people, at the time, I didn't see much wrong with it. However, as the years went by, I'm like, that might not be so kind to block people. And that's something that she's, like, you know, working on. And, like, she's getting better with.
Like she would, like, message them on, like, Tinder and then block them? Or was it, like, blocking people, like, oh, we got each other's snaps and then I blocked?
Like, texting each other and then blocking them after, like, a week of talking because she realized, like, that she's, like, either not interested and doesn't know how to break it off, or, like, she just realized, like, it's getting weird for whatever reason.
So do you think she should have explained to them before blocking them? Like, hey, I thought this wouldn't work out because...
Well, yeah, we've talked about this as friends and stuff, and it's something that she's, like, working on because she actually recognizes now, like, that's probably not the kindest thing to do. I don't think that blocking people is always the way to go when that person didn't do anything wrong, because it actually kind of backfired once, because one time the person on the other end was really, really, really hurt, and then their, like, best friend got involved and was, like, messaging my friend and being like, you really, like, hurt my friend and stuff. And, like, I can see, because it is ghosting, like, I guess, like, that term would then be you're ghosting.
That's, like,
someone.
A harsh ghosting, though. People ghost way, like, easier than that, where they just, like, stop responding or, like, give very brief responses.
Exactly. And so that's something that we've, like, talked about and stuff. And so she's trying not to do that anymore. And I think she's been better about it. But
good for her.
No, I know what you mean, like, about the whole, like, blocking thing. Now, I will really only block people if it's, like, bad for my mental health to see this person anymore, or if they're getting harassy. And, like, that's, like, what Jake's referring to. I recently had to block someone because they were getting, like, borderline harassy. And
what if they listen to this podcast?
They might at this point, because
and
that
honestly,
person was like,
because
I can't
looking
wait
for
to
answers.
Listen to this podcast. That person messaged me and they were
we'll
like,
just leave. We'll leave their name, like, as the title. We'll be like, dear.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that person, like, was like, can't wait to listen to your new project. And I was like, cool. Thank you.
Wait, that's what they said about this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Maybe you shouldn't have blocked them.
Now,
oh, you like podcasts? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
This person was someone that, like, I was not comfortable with anymore because of some of the things that they said and did. And they also would not get a hint. And then it turned into not leaving me alone and then continuously, like, trying to contact me. And it was getting to be so much and too much to the point where I was getting, like, creeped out. And I was like, Nicole, you are never going to see this person again in your life. And it was getting to a point where
actually,
it was bad
I don't
for
think you said that to yourself. I think, like, me Adam, Kaylee, we all said it to you. But yes, you can act like it came out of your conscience.
Yes. All of my friends around me were like, Nicole, like, you need to, like, completely let go of this person. Like, this person is not, like, good for you. And, like, I didn't realize that. And I also am getting used to the idea of people using me, which I don't like to think about that way. I don't like the idea. Like, it feels so cocky to... Jake and I were just talking about this, but I feel so cocky to think that people are using you for the wrong reasons, because I don't ever want to think of myself like on a type of like pedestal or platform that people could even use me. Like, I'm like, what do you have to gain from me?
You really want to remain humble with it. Like, and I get that for you. I think like I said in our conversation earlier, it's important that you like listen to people who are outside of that, you know, because like I'm allowed to say like, Nicole, you're too like, Nicole, you're like a popular YouTuber and this person is trying to capitalize on your popularity, basically, because I'm not you. I can be unhumble for you, you know, I can be like, I I'm basically like gassing you up. I'm like, you have 300 over 300,000 followers or subscribers on YouTube. You know, you can't be like, you can't be letting this person use that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what I needed to learn, unfortunately, like the hard way. And so in that scenario, I didn't feel bad about, well, I was scared to block this person, but I didn't feel bad about blocking because it was like harming me mentally. Cause I literally felt like I was in a similar point that I was in high school when I would get these random numbers like texting me and harassing me and like being like, why aren't you answering? Why aren't you picking up the phone? Are you mad at me? What's going on? Like constantly. And I just felt like I was like a 16-year-old again. And I was like, I'm 20 fucking one. Like, I don't want this in my life anymore. I don't need to be explaining myself to someone. So I think in that scenario, if it's like something that's like better for you to block someone and it's literally not going to negatively affect you, but as long as it's not like the easy way out, like for example, like blocking your Tinder matches because you just don't like them anymore instead of like letting them down easily, maybe you should try and like work on like some communication skills and telling that person like, I'm not interested. But this was getting to the point where it was like too much. Like, I already explained like, you know, my reasoning and everything. So
I think it's mature to block people, but like I would agree with you. I think I just think there comes like a line, which you have not crossed, but there comes a line where you need to start like being like, what did these people do to grant this, and is it something that I should tell them? Because if you're blocking someone because they, you know, killed your dog, like you need to be like, I'm never talking to you again because you killed my dog.
Of course.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, if you're blocking somebody because they annoy you, obviously don't tell them I'm blocking you because you annoy me or something. And maybe you should reevaluate kind of like why they annoy you and, you know, searching yourself. I don't know. That's a whole other issue.
Agreed.
This is turning into our episode on relationship advice, though, which is fun.
Oh my God, it is. A lot of people said that episode actually helped them. That was pretty cute.
Oh, good.
I know.
That's
I
really
like
nice.
That.
We were very serious during that episode, too.
I know. I feel like we're serious during this episode, too, a little bit.
A little bit. Well, just this talk that we've had, but it's because
I feel bad for the people who like want to, like, there was, you know, those people who said that they like laugh while they're on the treadmill listening to our podcast. What if we don't make them laugh this time?
I guess they'll have to stop looking like psychopaths.
Last night I watched Billie Eilish's new documentary, and it was so good. Jake, I'm being serious. If you're not doing anything tonight, well, you are streaming.
I'm
going to
watch WandaVision and I'm going to stream.
No. Oh my God. It's 2.5 hours. I stayed up until 2 a.m. to watch it. It was amazing. Like, it was everything and more. And I want everyone like listening to the, well.
How did they decide? When did they decide to make those? You know what I mean? Are they like start of the career? They're like, yeah, we're going to film everything.
No. It was more so they started, like, they used footage from long ago. Like, it's, the entire documentary is basically, like, very natural. Like, you know how in a lot of documentaries you have people, like, sitting down, talking, like, on a chair to the camera and, like, explaining certain situations? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, like, very sit-down, like, confession-style things within a documentary. There's none of that. Like, it's nothing like that. It's, like, all strictly behind the scenes. And I'm pretty sure they were supposed to still be filming this entire, like, all of 2020, I'm pretty sure they were still supposed to be filming, but then because of COVID, they like cut it short and everything. So they stopped. Like, there's nothing from 2020 in there. But no, I think the way that they decided to do it, I thought it was so interesting, but maybe it's just because, like, I'm really obsessed with, like, I was a media studies and production major, but like they showed behind the scenes stuff. And like a lot of it was home videos that they decided to send in. A lot of it was like, I think they just told like her parents, like record at random moments, or they told Phineas like, hey, while you're recording this song, like put up your phone and like just record all like any moments possible. And then for a lot of it, they had like a professional camera, like walking around with them, but like it was so seamless, it never felt like it was a documentary. Like it was always like you just saw it was like behind the scenes, and it was so cool. And like and they showed like behind the scenes of like music videos, and it's so cool because like as a fan of hers, they decided to start recording it like professionally when they began like writing for her debut album. And so it's like all of her 17th year of life. And so, I don't know why I said it like that, her 17th year of life. But as someone who's like a fan
for
of
us,
her,
it's like 17 years old. She's like, it's her 17th year of life.
And so, yeah, they decided to talk about, like, for example, like she had a music video. And so you see the behind the scenes of her getting so frustrated in there. And it was really cool seeing her say all these things out loud that she wanted in her career and in her life. And she got exactly that. Like by the end of it, like you saw all of these things. I mean, I hope that this is not a spoiler. I mean, for anyone who is like a Billie fan.
Spoiler.
Like,
Billie Eilish lived.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure that anyone who I saw some things on Twitter, it's like spoiler alert. I'm like, I don't know. A lot of these things are very public and have already happened.
Like
spoiler
she wins
alert.
Grammys at the end.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Wow.
Billie won 5 Grammys. Yeah. So, no, it was like, for example, like she did a music video and she was so angry with the director. And it's like so interesting now to like watch that music video. But first of all, you got to see the behind the scenes, which I really wanted to see. But then it's like her pissed with the director. And then you now watch that music video and you're like, oh, wow, she really did not like the director for this. And she said right after she was done shooting, she said like behind the scenes, she was like, I am directing all of my music videos from here on out. And then she did. And I thought that was so cool. And then she would talk about like exactly like what car she wanted. Like she was like studying to get her license. And then she got that like exact, like everything that she ever wanted, she got. But then it showed like really,
wow,
really
almost
hard
like
times.
Her one song.
Everything I wanted.
Everything I wanted.
Yeah. But it showed her like really, really toxic relationship with a boyfriend who was much older than she is. And
was it the famous boyfriend?
I mean, he's not really famous. Like, he's a rapper.
Wait, who
but
is she dating now? Yeah. From
I don't think she's dating.
She was dating him around Coachella, right?
Yes, his name is like Q, but he also goes by Brandon. He also goes by Seven. He goes by Seven Amp. Like, he goes by like so many different names.
Yeah. Ooh, was that a toxic relationship? That stinks.
Yes, and it shows so much of it. And I remember when she was in the relationship and when she was dating him, and it was like secret, but like because I was like a very big fan of her, and like I would see all this stuff. He's like 5-6 years older than her. Like she was like,
yeah, and she was like 16.
She was like 16, 17, and he was like 22.
Yeah, that's a mess.
And I just felt like so bad for her because, God, this guy treated her like trash. And like she would like invite him to come do all of these like really cool things and have these opportunities, like invited her to Coachella and he couldn't even see her. Like he was like such an asshole. But I don't know. I thought
he
it was,
didn't see
I
her
it,
at Coachella. I thought that he did. I remember a little bit.
Like she bought him tickets to come to Coachella for free, but she was like, but you have to come see me. And then he didn't come to any of the parties that she asked for him to. And then it was after her set, she like had a really like rough performance because like the screens weren't working and then she forgot the words and it was just like a rough time for her. And
I remember we watched that together, remember?
yes and she
and
was like,
wait, didn't she say like, hey, I know you're out in the audience, let's
yeah
go.
She did. Yeah, to her boyfriend. Yeah, she
oh
did.
Oh my gosh, that's
she
so
did
sad. And he wasn't there.
Either he wasn't there, but I don't know if he wasn't there, but she asked him afterwards. She's like in her like trailer and she's like, can you come see me? And she's like, what do you mean you're gonna try? And she's like, can't you see me? Like, isn't that important? And then like he didn't come see her at all. And then she like threw her phone. And then
oh
yeah,
my gosh,
it was
that's heartbreaking.
It was so sad. And like just it made me so sad that she couldn't even enjoy like her biggest performance like of her life up until that point. And she wasn't even able to enjoy it because she had a really, really shitty boyfriend.
That's so annoying. That is so annoying.
But yeah, I just felt so awful for her. And it's a very, very, very good documentary. And it felt so good when she broke up with him. But I'll never forget, like, once I had a feeling like they broke up. And she was like doing a Q&A on her story. And someone was asking about a breakup. And she's like, I know how it feels. Like, it fucking sucks. Like, I'm going through it now or whatever. But then right after that, she became like the biggest star in the world, like almost directly after her breakup. It was like when she dyed her like roots green, she started winning Grammys. Like she was like,
wait, she didn't dye her roots green though. She accidentally dyed her roots green, right?
No, she intended to dye her roots green.
Oh, I thought it was like an accident. She was just like, oh, I'll go with it.
No. She wanted to do, I know too much about Billie Eilish. She had like, she wanted to go for, I think it was like this like ashy color that she wanted to do, like a charcoaly color, and then it came out like purple and blue and black, and like it fried her hair and like all these random colors, and like it looked cool, but like it, she really fried it. And then someone who didn't really know what they were doing with hair, it was with that hairstyle, like the black hair, I think, they accidentally like burned off all of her hair, so she essentially had like a mullet. And so all of the top of her hair, like if you look at like her at the Grammys, her top layer of her hair is like super duper short. And that's because
it's green.
Well, yes, but that was intentional. But like all of her hair started to break off because that hairstylist like did her dirty and like basically like fried her hair and ruined her hair, and she had to like fire them. But she intended to have them green. Like she was talking about how she'll dye it after the documentary, like she'll do something different with it. And finally, but no, like her life really began to change and stuff, like especially after like she was done with him. And I remember she like posted on Instagram, she's like, I feel really, really sorry for all the people that like did me wrong and, you know, used me and stuff, because you can't escape my face. You can't go to any single store without seeing my face on every single magazine. You can't turn on the TV without seeing me. You can't turn on the radio without hearing me. I was like, that's so cool. Like, she's just like, I don't know. That was like a really cool moment.
That's like us when we break up this podcast, it'll be like, I can't go anywhere without seeing Jake. He's on US Weekly. No.
So, I don't know. Anyway, highly recommend that documentary. Even if you're not a fan of Billie Eilish, I think her story is really interesting. I think she's a very like misunderstood artist, and people have a lot of like weird,
I feel like I very much understand exactly everything about her, mostly like I get what she stands for, and I respect it. Like, I mean maybe she's misunderstood by people who like don't understand music or like don't keep up with their life, you know? Yeah,
I think
I think that's the case for any artist, like Taylor Swift.
I don't really know anything about Taylor Swift, but like I think a lot of people like have some like preconceived notions and are like, she's an industry plant, or she paid to get here, or like she's actually rich, like she doesn't actually record music from here, or she, I don't know, just like weird things that have like gone on in her life to try and like invalidate like a young woman's success rather than so like
happens,
yeah, you,
every woman artist, yeah, but like I mean her and Phineas really built themselves, they yes, are self-made, you know.
Yes, and like you understand, because like you make music, like you understand what that's like, but like for someone like who doesn't have any interest in Billie, like it's very easy. Like I remember I took a journalism class, and all of the men in that class were just like, we had to analyze like a thing about Billie Eilish and like her winning 5-6 Grammys, however many she won in. And so many people were just trying to like talk down on her and like say weird things. I'm like, just say that you're upset that a woman is being successful at a young age, and just say that you're upset because you're older and you don't have a passion, and that you're unhappy with your life so that you have to talk badly about another woman for doing what she loves.
I think, wait, that was after the Grammys, you said?
It was directly after the Grammys, because we had to analyze like a journalism like piece written about her.
Yeah, I think I'm just like, I think the Grammys made me so sad when I saw Billie. Not because she won, but because she like literally immediately like diverted the attention. She did what Adele did, but a little more self.
With Ariana, saying Ariana deserved it.
Yes, yes. Because when Adele won the Grammy, she was like, Beyonce, your music, the way it makes me feel, and like stuff like that. And and literally, Billie was just like, this should be going to Ariana. And I just like felt bad, because like I felt like she couldn't enjoy it, because as such a young person, I mean, like, I mean, even me, it's like you care about like the perceptions of the people, and like, and like obviously what she cared about in that moment was that it was all going to be illegitimized by stupid people, right?
It also shows that in the documentary about her being scared of making certain types of music or doing certain types of things because she cares so much about her online presence. I think she cares less now, but her being like 16, 17, she was like really struggling with that about making certain music. Like, for example, like Phineas was told that he needs to make a certain amount of hits on this album. And he's like, how do I make a hit without telling Billy that we have to make a hit? Like the Interscope is telling me I need to make a hit. And how am I going to tell Billy? Like, we need to make one. That's the opposite of what she wants to do.
Well, and at this point, any music that she comes out with is a hit.
Right.
You know?
But this was right before her debut. So this was, it was before Bad Guy. It was before like, she was like really on the radio. Like, it was before a lot of that had happened for her. Like, she was still like in the process of even writing the album.
It was like Copycat and Ocean Eyes, but Ocean Eyes took off. So like,
right, of course. And so she was like struggling with that. And she was like, I don't want to get made fun of on the internet. Like, I don't want to create popular music because people hate popular music and popular music's bad. And like, she couldn't get that thought out of her head. And it was really difficult for her to write music. And like, her brother and her mom were like, you need to make music that's accessible. And she's like, I don't fucking understand what accessible means. Like, what do you mean accessible? Like, a music is for everyone. And they're like, right, but like, you need to create a song that everyone will like. And she's like, well, everyone's not gonna like it. Like, that's just not gonna
happen. Yeah, that's, I mean, so, that's the nature of music. That's why a lot of artists get signed to record labels and they just end up becoming like the cookie cutter pop star, you know? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So
but
I think that's
what
what's so interesting about her.
Like,
Jake, I think that you should really watch it because it's like you get a 7-free day trial of like Apple TV. So like, you just cancel it at the end and like, it's really, really good.
I'm going to forget to cancel it. I'm going to tell you right now. I forgot to
set a reminder.
Like three free trials already.
I did too with Hulu. I was paying like $22 a month and didn't even know it.
Why?
Because I don't know. They were turning me $22 a month and then I went on their website.
Did your student subscription run out?
No, it was like with a different account. And I looked up and I was like, Hulu doesn't even have an option for a $22 monthly thing. What was I paying for?
You got me so worried because I have not checked. You know how Spotify gives? Which, first of all, if you are not using Spotify as a student, you're doing it completely wrong. You get free Showtime. You get free Hulu. Come on, people. It's owned by, Hulu's owned by Disney now. So, like.
Yes.
But. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were talking about Hulu. You were talking about your
Oh, you got me
cancel.
Really scared because I thought like maybe they just didn't notify you that your subscription changed.
It was with a different email.
Okay.
Cool. I fucked up. I'm going to keep bugging you to watch it because I think it was amazing. And I like cuddled up on my very high bed that I have on my box spring and had a good little night eating gluten-free vegan Oreos and it was good. I'm going to go make tea.
Whoa. We need to do a little outro. Let's find a review.
Yeah, you find the review, Jakey.
Okay. Some of us do the heavy lifting. Some of us.
I don't do any heavy lifting. My fingers are insured.
Ooh, this is a really good one. This is actually
I know
the most
which one you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Time for a review. This review comes from a person, and they said, first of all, the title is, I love it. And the review is, I listen to these podcasts when I go on walks, and they are so great and funny, and I love them. My toe is itchy. Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you for your 5-star review. That is a 5-star review if I've ever seen one.
I like that so much.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for joining. Or not hey, y'all. Bye, y'all. Thanks for coming to the podcast. We appreciate it. If you want to check us out on our social medias, they're all linked in our description of this podcast. So make sure you check that out. And also leave us a 5-star review if you like the cast. And if you don't like the cast, you're probably not listening to this part. So that's cool. Thank you for showing up. And we'll see you all next week.
Next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.